Time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
With us this morning is Angie Snyder, who's the planner for the Ozarks Headwaters Recycling and Materials Management Division. We're talking about recycling today, which is a multifaceted topic, but I know we're certainly seeing reports in the media where materials are being collected for recycling, but then they're being put in a landfill because supposedly there's no market for them. Tell us about that.
Well, the basic recycling equation is that there has to be a market or a user of those materials, and then consumers must purchase the items that are made from those materials. The money from these transactions is what keeps the recycling companies in business. So frequently, the rejected materials that are going to the landfills are actually materials that aren't clean, which means they're of a lower quality and their marketability is limited. An example of this would be if I were to ship you a ton of steel, and when it arrives, it's 25% aluminum, that's actually considered contaminated because you were expecting 100% steel. Contaminated materials doesn't actually mean it's hazardous. It just means it's not the material being sold as it is, or it's literally dirty with food waste, oil, grease, or some other substance. Some of the overseas markets have been accepting this regardless, but they're now tightening their standards. We're seeing news items like this locally, but fortunately that's not the situation here in our area. Our local recyclers are selling domestically and they offer high quality materials.
So why isn't that the case here in Springfield? What's different about our recycling services or our recycling program?
Recycling here is local, so the items that can be recycled depend on what local recyclers can accept and market to processors and end users. The majority of our recycling companies have been in business for a really long time. They have high quality standards, meaning the materials they offer are clean, and they have built long-standing relationships with a number of domestic markets. Springfield is positioned as a regional recycling hub, and we're fortunate that most items can be recycled somewhere in our area.
We've heard a lot lately about the Chinese recycling market and how that has affected the U.S. ability to recycle. How does that trickle down to our area?
The primary impact has been on the West Coast, where a lot of recycled materials were being shipped to China. Domestically, it's had some effect in bringing some of the markets for those commodities down, but we do expect that to improve and seeing signs that are positive. Ultimately, it will make us be more conscientious about how we recycle. Our items will need to be cleaner overall, and we'll need to make sure bales and materials are free of those contaminants.
Well, speaking of contaminants, you mentioned a little bit earlier about things being clean or not being clean and how that contaminates a lot. So what are some of the common mistakes that users or recyclers might make?
Well, a lot of the feedback we get from our local recyclers are do not put plastic bags in your recycling bins. Even if you're collecting your recycling in plastic bags, rip the bag open and dump the cans or the plastic bottles, whatever they might be, in whether it's your curbside or the big trailers that you're taking to a recycling center. And those plastic bags do recycle, but they need to be separated out and taken to a location like Walmart that will recycle them appropriately. A side note, if they're wet or something like that, they are trash. Products actually need to be dry in order to be recycled. If you're recycling any type of other item, make sure it's clean. So rinse out those cans, those bottles, etc. When in doubt, ask your recycling service provider or facility. So that's either your curbside hauler who's picking it up or the facility that you're taking it to, such as the city of Springfield or one of our local counties. A lot of seasonal items are recyclable. Your broken Christmas lights, there are places locally that will take those. Your trees, if it's a live tree, can be recycled locally after the season. Sometimes like Bass Pro will collect them. Some of your fall decorations that are kind of made of organic materials can also be recycled in a yard waste type setting. So it just depends. Feel free to contact me for more information on those.
So you mentioned going back to the clean or not to clean on the recycling. When you say clean items have to be clean, is that 100% void of food particles or?
As clean as possible. You know, don't empty out your tuna can. Well, if your cat wants to clean it up, that's great. But, you know, if you're emptying out a can, rinse it and then throw it in. Don't leave your beans or whatever might be coating it in there. Go ahead and clean that out.
Is there currently a place to recycle styrofoam?
Yes. You can recycle them locally. The computer recycling center will take it, and it's $5 for a carload. Sometimes the packing peanuts, places that do a lot of shipping, might take them off your hands if you are willing to take them to them. But if it's a styrofoam food container, that is food waste contaminated, and it is trash.
So how can listeners find out more about how to recycle properly and what items can be recycled or not?
You can contact the City of Springfield at 864-1904. That's the recycling hotline. You can also get information on their website at springfieldmo.gov. You can call me at 868-4197, and our website is under construction right now, and it will be available soon, too. Don't stop recycling. Help our local businesses provide high-quality materials by learning and following guidelines for clean and appropriate materials.
Well, great. Thank you very much. Our guest has been Angie Snyder, who is with the Ozarks Headwaters Recycling and Materials Management District. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. For this and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series, go to ksmu.org.